Senate Bill 87 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 87, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise and ask for your support of Senate Bill 87, which provides for a uniform prescription drug information card. The bill is broken down into five sections. The first section is really the meat of the bill. It simply says that any health benefit plan that provides coverage for prescription drugs shall issue to its primary insured a card or other technology containing information for a uniform prescription drug card. The Director of Division of Insurance shall prescribe the format of the proposed card in accordance with drug information provided by the approved by the National Council for Prescription Drug Programs. Well, why do we need a uniform prescription drug card? Basically, it needs uniformity. It is not uniform in all the states. We all carry a plastic card issued by Visa, MasterCard, or whatever, and I can take this card and go anywhere in the United States and use the card because it's universal, regardless of whose name is on the card relating to the issuer. I also have in my hand, which is my prescription drug card, which I believe is a uniform card. The card simply states this. It says what my copay is if I use generics. It says what my copay is if I use brand name. And it says how many days of medication I can apply for. It also tells the pharmacist what three letters to punch to get me into the plan code field. It also tells the pharmacist what information to plug into the group code field. And then you plug in my social security number and zingle. They know exactly what I have in my card. So this is what I believe to be a uniform prescription card. And it wouldn't take the Division of Insurance very long to come up with a card similar to that one. Section 2 of the bill simply says that anyone offering coverage under this act has to reissue a card anytime there is new coverage. However, the plan, health plan benefit does not have to issue a card more than once a year. Section 3 simply says that the terms of this act do not apply to 12 different types of insurance coverage as listed in your daily reader, and I will not take your time to read them. Section 4 of the Act says the implementation date is July 1 of 2002. Now, why July 1 of 2002? That is to allow for the rule-making process and enable companies to adapt necessary procedures for the compliance. And number 5 of the bill simply says that the Director of Insurance shall enforce the provisions of this Act. I would appreciate the support of this bill, and I will stand by for questions.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 87. Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question of the sponsor.
State your question.
My question is, I didn't hear what you said about the Social Security number. My question is the Social Security number on that card, or is there a code to access the Social Security number?
Representative Solem, do you care to answer the question?
Yes, I would like to answer Representative Hennies' question. The Social Security number on the card is, I put the number on my own card. The card was issued to me without my Social Security number, so I put it on, which enables the pharmacist, wherever I take it in the whole United States, to plug in this information, and immediately on the screen, they know what kind of a health plan, a prescription drug plan I have, and know how to fill the prescription.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 87? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of Senate Bill 87. Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. The secretary will unlock the voting machine, and members shall proceed to vote. I'm trying to trick you, so just vote yes or no. I'm a rookie up here.
All members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, nays 1.
As you can see, it didn't matter what I said. They all voted anyway. Having received Senate Bill 87, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.